Now it's time to be educated and entertained by the country's most famous environmental scientist, Joey Bia's research grizzly bears, wolves, and birds of prey. He continues to travel all across America to bring you the very best that nature has to offer. Be ready to be amazed. Here's your host, Joey B.
Hello and welcome to Joey B. Outdoor Science and Nature. Man, do I have the coolest job. I travel all across America to bring you the very best that nature has to offer. People use plastic in all forms every day. So what's the problem? The chemical compounds that make up plastic prevent anything in nature from causing it to biodegrade. When it breaks down on its own over time, it releases harmful toxins into the soil. Think of something as simple as a plastic straw. This is a convenience item. The straw in a landfill or discarded improperly will slowly release toxins into the environment, listen to this, for thousands of years. In the U.S. alone, we use approximately 500 million plastic straws every day. Well, large pieces of plastics break down into something called microplastics over time. The parts are so small, they cannot be separated from the soil, but still continuously releasing toxins. Microplastics have been found in Arctic ice. Larger parts of plastics breakdown has an effect on living organisms, specifically sea life. Sea animals ingest plastic. Think about this number. More than 100 million sea animals die each year from plastic. This is a crazy statistic. And this show is brought to you by Ramsey Outdoor Stores. Whether you shop online or one of their stores, your experience will successfully gear you up for your next adventure. Go to RamseyOutdoor.com. Now let's take, for example, plastic bottles. You know, some of these facts are crazy, the 500 million straws. Worldwide, 100 million bottles are purchased every minute. Think about just like that number is like, some of these numbers are hard to comprehend. I want to give you a story, an example. Kate and I, a few years back, were going to go kayaking in a freshwater lake, which was near the Atlantic Ocean. And yes, there are many freshwater lakes, like within like hundreds of feet of oceans. Well, at the boat launch, there was a flotilla of plastic. You had to get through this before you could launch. Well, there were two trash barrels there. We filled them with the plastic, and this did not even put a dent in the amount of plastic that was just floating there at the launch. I spoke to a police officer, and the police officer said, by the way, they have a crew, and the townspeople there have a crew weekly that comes by to take out as much plastic as they can. Well, where does this come from? Obviously, it's people who simply don't care. Because like, how easy is it to discard your plastic? I shouldn't even say discard, to recycle your plastic. Very easy. Well, how many children's toys are made of plastic? Drive through your town on garbage day and see how many good toys are discarded. There are many underprivileged kids who would love to have that toy, but they will end up in a landfill. And that's just making a good decision, because people can use something. Again, if something's broken, I get that. But I've seen some great toys on the curbside. We've got to do something about that. Now, this is a story I'm going to share with you. I had heard about, you know, that this could happen over many years as being an outdoorsman. Well, one day, Gabby, Evelyn, and I were going fishing. Well, we pull up to a fishing store that I will frequent them, just buy some worms, support the store a little bit. Yeah, I could dig up the worms, but just easier to early in the morning. We get there and the store is closed, and there's a pond behind the store. So I always pull up to see what's there. And sometimes we just walk around the pond just to see what fish are there. Well, I hear this squawking in a tree just beyond the pond. And I looked up, and there was a tangled mess of fishing line in the tree. And people say, well, yeah, birds can get caught up in it. Think about this. there was a great blue heron with a 6-foot wingspan tangled in his fishing line. It was hanging from the tree with one of its wings. I was babbling because I'm just like picturing this in my mind. One of its wings was actually caught up inside of it, and it was squawking like mad. And Gabby and Evelyn saw this, and they're going, do something, do something. And I was about to, but the tree it was in was too thin to climb, all right? I called the local police. They were contacting the local rescue that was there, you know, the animal control. And we left at that juncture when they were all there. And I spoke to that police, I guess it was that police officer later on. And he said that the bird was safely released and was not injured. But many birds die. And like once again, I'm telling you, I've heard about this, but never saw it. And again, I was always thinking about, oh, small songbirds get caught up in it. And we're talking about a great blue heron wrapped up in it. We've got to make better decisions. At many of the trout streams that I fish, they have a specific receptacle there that fishermen and fisherwomen can leave any discarded line. This will be recycled into new lines. See, that's making a quality decision. Well, in New Jersey, I found out that a plastic bag ban goes into effect on May 1st. Stores may not give them away, so you're going to your local ShopRite or wherever, and they will not give you a bag to put your groceries in. You must bring a reusable bag, and that's a wonderful thing. And I'm sure you've seen plastic bags by sewer drains in all these places. A number of my friends are very good birders, and they have a name. They call it a bag bird. You're driving along, you think you see a bird in a tree, and it's one of those plastic bags that have blown up into the tree, so the winds just carry them up. So we're polluting so much, and we could simply, and again, think about this. You go into the ShopRite, and there's a place to recycle those bags. They will turn them into new bags. And now that the ban's going into effect, and it's going into effect simply because people are being careless with them. Excuse me. There's little flotillas of plastic floating in the ocean. There are companies that have been created just because people will not take that time to properly recycle their plastic products. I have a lot of family at the shore, and I do a lot of sunrise photography because you see, they're just plain not up before sunrise, and I am, and I've got to go out and do something. And I love the nature, I love the outdoors, it's funny, I'm a mountain guy, but I love the beach specifically at sunrise, and I get some of the greatest photos there. But while I'm there, I see trash barrels, again, and they should be all along the beach, not filled. And trash all over the beach. And I'm going, people are just stinking lazy. They can't carry their trash. It's like, what you carry in is what you should carry out. But we have trash barrels. You don't even have to carry it out. Just put it in a trash barrel. And then they have the tractors on the beach, which is with the large rakes. And they're not just raking the sand to make it smooth for you to sunbathe on it. They're picking up trash as they go along. Once again, it is so easy to recycle the plastic that you're bringing in. Many of you know that I am a soccer coach, but every year I am hired to officiate a regional high school track event. A few years ago, I was at the track event and it coincided with Earth Day. Two female athletes were warming up for the shot put. I happened to be standing near that because that was my job. One said to the other, "Why can't every day be Earth Day?" So I thought about it. Why can't every day be Earth Day? Together, we can make a difference. Until next time, enjoy life's adventures. You can follow all of my adventures online at joeybee.tv. That's joeybee.tv. And a very special thank you to the men and women of our armed forces for keeping us free and for our police and firefighters for keeping us safe. May God bless America. Until next time, this is Joey B. Enjoy life's adventures.